Welcome to the 4Jack Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the 4Jack Podcast brought to you by Jackson Labs, the brand consultants that we trust to get our brand going the right direction, and the brand consultants you should use to do the same, so go check them out at jacksonlabs.com. This episode is also brought to you by our friends over at TaylorMade Golf. The new family of Sim 2 clubs is fire. Started getting some clubs coming in. We can talk about my new addition to the bag, the Hellcat, my 3-wood. Aptly named Hellcat. It's that thing is wild. But let's chat about, we're right off the heels of a big team mullet win. Oof. Fucking rights, Tom. I knew it as soon as you picked them this week. I'm like, damn, this guy's got the winner. It's not a question.
I don't care, baby.
Let's talk to the winner, I guess. Tombo, how are you?
Am I? Are we declaring the winner?
You're a winner every week, in my opinion, dude.
Appreciate you, my friend.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's official. Wish I would have made a couple, like, dollar bill bets this week. It was nice.
Oh, man.
We had a top five, I believe. No, Champ. Yeah, Champ and Tony. Yeah. Do we even want to get there yet?
I will, eventually.
Yeah, I think we save that because Parksy might have a few things to say about Tony.
I got some fire.
Parks, how are you, my man?
I'm good, bud. Yeah, little sore, man, honestly. Trying to get some reps in on the golf course, and it's like, got to get the legs back. Got to get the body back.
Sore is an understatement right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm gassed.
Working the whole limbic system.
Dude.
Plus,
I took a page out of Parks's book. So we went and played University Golf Club today. Fantastic. It was an absolute treat to get out and play this track. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but I know we'll start off the show with it. Fuck it. I was so excited. I've always wanted to go out there and play that. I'm just enamored with the idea of a university golf course, like, made for them. Like, cool. What a tight fucking piece of property. Like, mega tight. I mean, there's this, the one par five was at 4 up the hill. Like, I felt like I was at Black Bull in Alberta, if, like, anybody's ever played there. Like, I kind of wanted to hit 7-iron. I didn't. I ripped dog straight into a tree and it came back fucking 60 yards to the middle, short of the fairway.
Where those guys were in that picture you sent me.
Yeah, that's where I was.
It's okay, man. Yeah. Some people hit driver straight up the gut and ended up making double. So don't worry about it.
I will attest, they sent me a photo of it and I was like, dang. There's a little window of opportunity out there to get on the fairway.
But what also makes the place fantastic is that it does open up. So, like, there's the point on, like, 11T. You walk across the road. Love walking across the road at a golf course.
Stop in traffic.
Yeah, stop the traffic. Stop the buses. Hey, we take priority here. And you step onto 11T, and, like, you can see, like, 5 holes. Like, everyone, like, congregates in this area. And you're like, yeah, this is sick. Like, super Muni vibes, but, like, good shape. Like, really fun. I have nothing but great things to say about it out there. I loved it.
Yeah, other than the weather being a little skittish, like, we started in the rain, you know, 18 layers on, rain gear, thinking about pulling the umbrella out, and then it kind of peters out, and then we get up to the next hole, and it's like 30K wind in your face, and it rains again, par 3. And then it kind of peters out again. And then actually, for like the last 6 holes, it warmed up and the sun came out. It was beautiful, but yeah, it was a little dicey to start. But I have to... I got a touch on the twosome we were paired with. Great, great golfers today.
Yeah. Who are they?
A little bit older. Lily Fan, twosome. They were, I think they were Chinese. Lovely people. Actually, really good players. And they were like to the nines, like expensive golf gear.
A Honma all the way through. Honma. Gold-plated driver.
Gold-plated.
Yeah.
Gold-plated driver. And this guy.
Wow.
And I was a little concerned watching him set up on the first tee because he's shut.
Let me put it into context. I was standing.
Trying to work a draw.
Let me put it in context.
Worse.
I was standing on the right side of the box and I thought I was going to get hit in the shin. And yeah, I was like, level with the box.
Literally.
Is he a lefty?
No,
righty. Forward press, and he's got to de-loft his driver by about 9 degrees. So he's hitting like a -4, and he's just setting up for this massive hook. The guy stripes it around. He probably made 6 birdies on the day.
No.
Junking it everywhere.
Disgusting. And just like flighting it into flags. 5-iron. You think he's going to hit it straight sideways. And he just nails it.
I would
knocking
say
pins down.
The highest shot he hit all day, like the apex would have been about 24 feet at the highest.
Never got above the tree line.
Tree line.
And he probably shot, like, he probably beat me. He was probably a couple over.
The underbrush.
I don't even know if he would have been as high as the underbrush. Wow. It was unbelievable. I was kind of standing to the right of him, like he was hitting a wedge shot. And like, I was pretty far right of him. And like, I'm like, oh, like, fuck, he's going to hit me.
I got
to
move.
I thought he was going to hit his own cart. Like, he was just so, he was eight on tee shots. He was pointed 80 yards right at the target.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're aiming straight down the fairway, he's aiming to the parking lot. But he doesn't sling it. He just, whatever happens.
Squeeze cut.
He squares it up and he squeeze cuts it.
Closed.
Yeah, he was cutting it. That's good the times. Most amazing thing.
Cutting on that.
Yeah,
that
it was amazing.
Like,
yeah. Shot toe down, D-lofted driver, and he's hitting a squeeze cut all day.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. Shout out to David. He was a stick.
You know what? If he would have had a mullet, it would have just made my life.
Fuck, let's get into it.
Let's go. It's our classic. Got to talk about the Aussies.
What do you say, man? What I mean, as soon as we saw that pairing,
baby, that's what I say.
You know what's funny? Like, Tom and I, we made our picks earlier in the week, and it was kind of like, hey, let's take an international team and an American team. I threw it out there. Tom threw his picks in before I could even make them, and I went, fuck, he's got it. He's got the winning team.
Yeah.
And like, you just see that pairing, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, they're going to play the President's Cup for the rest of their careers together.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're both playing really well right now. And they fucking rock a mullet really well. Like, Cam had that fresh cut.
Yeah, and Mark came out rocking the mullet wig. Like, they just, I think those two guys had the most fun out of anybody for at sure. this event. And that's maybe what the secret to success was.
Audacious right now, right? Like that. It's like undercut.
Let's get a quick look at yours, Tom.
Yeah.
It's just a bit crazy.
Oh, you don't have any. You got to get some undercut
it's
going.
Back here's, it's like not.
That's
mullet.
A party.
Okay, Tom. So now we've seen the magic of what a mullet can do. Is it time?
Can you? Will you?
I know you think it is absolutely fine. I know where you stand. I am. The jury's still out in my court up in my noggin.
Okay, so if you buzz the size, what's the worst case? Like, you'd just have to carry on, do the rest of the cul-de-sac?
The worst case is if I nip the sides and it's terrible, I shave the rest and it never grows back.
Oh. I think it'll look nice.
Imagine if that happened, hey?
This like, is your last hair.
Wouldn't ever. That be the worst case?
Worst comes to worst, it's going to grow back.
Last haircut
just
ever.
The sides.
It is the last one we ever got was the time I made a mullet. Wow.
And it never grew back in on those patches. You're like, it's shit.
Right up here is just very like hair pluggy, right?
Yeah. Shout out Chad Rempel.
Wow. Just burn him to the ground.
I love it. You know what though? I guess the next move after that is the hair doesn't grow back. You got to get a head tat, right?
Yeah. I think you work really, really, really hard and you try and get that like super nice procedure that Elon Musk had.
Yes.
To get him just the perfect hair after he was like almost
bald.
None. At one point in his life.
I like that. Well, as kind of by a bit of a shock, to be fair, the SAFA team, the South Africans, came out and really like played some really good golf this week and got into a playoff. Obviously, Leish chipped in on 16 to tie the lead to get into that. But what a fucking buzzkill of a playoff with Louis just blocking it straight right.
I don't know if I've ever seen a guy like that hit that tee shot. Like, Louis doesn't miss.
Yeah, I haven't seen Louis do that. I've seen many guys hit that type of tee shot under pressure. But I would like to go back to Leish's chip-in real quick because that was clutch. I almost thought we might have some controversy there because from the angle they had the cameras on, it totally looked like the way he was setting up his, like, line for dropping it, that he was going closer to the ball. And when he was placing it there, I was like, I bet you someone might call in and be like, hey, I think he's dropping closer to the hold right now.
No,
are you?
Jugged it and made us all forget about everything.
But to be fair, we've seen that happen before when Rombo chipped into the Memorial last year, And even after it went in, like, they still told him afterwards. Yep. So, like, what if they take the belts away from these guys?
Tonight.
We might.
And then I lose our little picks.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like it means anything, but like it means a lot.
Well, I had no hope, my guys. You know what? Palmer and Rombo, they did show a little potential, but kind of fell off, I guess, in the alternate shot. Wasn't their jam. And then Doc, my man, Doc, he, like, day two, they were coming back, and then it just went the other way. Turned left instead of right. Oops.
And I think a lot of our picks had, like, it was a battle between you and I, Tom, for most of the week. Because I had Bubba Hoagland and Scheffler, and then Hoagland and Ventura looked amazing. And then today.
What would they finish at? 78 or something?
Six, seven over? Like, it 79 was not
basketball?
Good.
Wow. 79, sorry, alternate.
What's your
take on the team event?
Love it.
I want to touch on this. I want a team event once a month. I don't want to see 72 hole stroke play every week.
Co-sanction LPGA PGA. Let's do it.
This is where I actually think that the Mackenzie Tour should become a gender neutral pro golf tour and just have women and men playing on the same tour. Because Mackenzie is a male/female name. And how progressive would Canada be to be like, hey, everyone come play. We only have this much money, which is a lot more money than maybe a cup one or the other. Put it together. Payday, so, baby.
Mm-hmm. I want like Symetra crossover with Mackenzie Tour. Or that could be something. Symetra's got not a lot of cash, but at least they kind of get the same sort of.
Yeah, just start pooling resources and build something epic that gets attention, and then like the sponsor money will fuel the pot. Right?
Kind of like the VGT. They play gender neutral pro events, amateur events.
Well, I mean, even Bubba came out and said that, like,
Bubba came out.
So
finally,
no,
I knew it.
Unfortunately, Bubba's not from Atlanta. That would happen.
Oh,
but like, I'm gonna have to cut that out. But. I mean, you have to have the PGA Tour hold the team events for stuff like that to happen. And even Bubba said, like, he'd rather play 72 holes of alt shot. Like, he stays more focused and he enjoys it. Like, why not have a 72-hole alt shot event? Like, that's really sick. I don't need to see, like, even the Charles Schwab, like, challenges. Like, Charles Schwab Cup, like, not the cup, the challenge. Like, get rid of that one. I don't care. Like, get rid of a few of them. Like, yeah, Valspar is really cool, but, like, I guess it's on the heels of the Zurich, so you can't do that. But there's a few in the fall. You could host these events for sure. Like, that's a silly season. Nobody's watching anyways. Make it exciting.
Yeah, the Safeway. Like, nobody watches the Safeway.
Except Stuart Sink.
And there's just something crazy about, like, alternate shot, right? Like, the whole time it's like, what did my buddy give me? What, like, try to give him something good. Like, that's totally bringing that team element into it, which is just crazy because golf is always like, yeah, it's on you, right?
I think the PGA Tour should pair up one amateur. You should have an AMI qual or a PGA professional qualify and play PGA Tour, PGA professional, do a little team event. That'd be fun.
I also think it has to start happening more in North America, like, where people play this. And I'm throwing this out there now. If anyone's interested, like, maybe obviously when things open up a bit more because it's a little tight with the restrictions, but if anyone's interested in putting together, like, we'll host a 4-Jack social and it's alt shot only. Find your team. We're doing it. We'll pick the location and we're only playing alt shot. It's a 2-day event. Let's just do that.
Toby,
let's see what. Sure. Toby would be fantastic.
Or Langara.
I'd prefer Langara.
Toby Adam, man. That's got to be good. Maybe Whistler, big sky.
Maybe
Bandon.
I think you'd be putting your partners in wild places, and your partner would hate you by the end.
You
of
might
that.
Not be friends by the end of the
love
round.
Or hate. It could go either way.
See you in the parking lot, buddy. That's, meet you by the bike rack. Peace.
I'd beat you up with a bike. shout out to Tony.
Top 10 Tony.
Yeah, just came through. Looking good, but not that good, man.
I think his back got a little sore carrying Cam. I think Cam was hitting it every, like, he had a 2-way miss going.
Cam looked really good Thursday, Friday, though.
Saturday, I was watching the coverage on Saturday. Oh, buddy, he was one hole, he's missing it left. Next hole, overcorrect to the right. Like, it was ugly.
Yeah, they were right in it so far. And then just in typical fashion, I thought this one was going to be the one they break through, right?
Chair Tony, fold.
Cameron, thought they'd do it, but then
Chair just, fold.
But yeah. There was like hints of like potential win there. Like Tony's making putts everywhere. First couple days, like Cam's like really flexing. Like he was bombing. Not like he doesn't on the regular, but like it was on display. And we're like, okay, like kid's ready to play. Tony's making putts. I'm like, this is unusual.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
What about it's like the same story Cam Smith and Leash had going in the making, but you know, there can only be one in the Thunderdome. The mullet reigns supreme today.
The mullet, he's saying he's gonna cut it.
No.
Yes.
I heard that. And yes. If he does it,
you're gonna cry.
I will never cheer for him again. I'll state it right now. He'll be dead to me.
Wow.
He'll be totally dead. That is his identity, man.
Cam champ.
You cannot get rid of that hair. And like, I think he's playing better because of the hair.
Yeah, he definitely has a little. I was commenting on like, I just like his walk right now. Right.
Yeah,
like it's casual, but there's definitely some pep in it.
Yeah, because he's got some flow.
I think everyone on the PGA Tour needs a mullet. Seriously.
Man, even just when Leash and him walked out yesterday and Leash is wearing that mullet, like, that's, I know it's a team event and it's fun, but it's like, that's exactly what the game needs. Like, just more fun shit like that. Like, that's why I enjoy the team event. Sure, I didn't watch a ton of this week, but like, I'm still like, I still enjoy watching the bit of the team event. Like, you can see the guys are having fun and you do stuff like that.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah, like sure. I think it's good for the game.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, does everyone on the 4Jack podcast need mullets? It's like,
I'm in.
Natural progression of this thing.
I'm in. I'll grow a mullet.
Okay, so my mullet plans that I'll disclose right now.
Should we do it?
Okay, yeah.
I have a bit of a different style of mullet that I'm going to try and attempt here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to keep it shaved all the way around the side, and I'm going to take the top straight down.
You're going to get a front mullet?
No, but I'm going to have literally no hair on. Yeah.
That's like
it's the top.
You're going to have like what your floppy lazy toque is?
That's like a skater cut, man. That's like the undercut.
That's what I'm going for.
You got to part it down the middle then, bro, and tuck it behind your ears.
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Oh, no?
Not with my hair. Parts don't exist.
We'll have to buzz. We'll shave a line so it'll split.
Yeah. Imagine if you just like left like one like a rat tail type thing and let
that's
kind of what I'm going for.
Can we
but like
it?
Starting like, from up here.
Yeah.
The paisley
like,
braid.
The base of your neck.
Sure.
Yeah, braid.
If it gets long enough, I'll braid it for
sure. I'll throw the mullet down. I'm in. I'll do it.
I will be the first to call bullshit on that.
100% I'll do it. You heard it here first, folks. I will grow a mullet. You know, it's funny. I was talking to our friend Rick Campanelli today. He posted a couple stories on Instagram, and I gave him a couple shots about his hair, and he said it's his COVID hair because it's kind of legit because they are in lockdown in Ontario. But honestly, his hair looks good, and I was thinking, you know, he's a respectable, young, good, devilishly good-looking man. I think I could rock that.
For
50-year-old man. Is he mulleting right now?
He's got a mullet going, yeah.
The mullet is huge right now. Right?
I think it's the new thing.
Hey, before I go any farther, shout out to anyone like trying to petition for golf in Ontario. If you see a petition, sign that shit. Get golf back.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Sorry. Go ahead, get golf back in Ontario. I agree with that. I'm sorry. I was just like looking at the Zoom call and I'm like, how high up would you go with it? Like,
You gotta like, I don't know. What are you thinking?
Take it a few inches above the ears.
You gotta go at least a finger above your eyebrows. Like at least,
okay.
Right?
At least a finger above the eyebrows.
Is that the rule? I just made that up on the spot.
Hamburger or hot dog wise?
Burger dog, maybe. Was that three?
Okay, burger dog.
Burger dog sounds
uneven.
Just
like mullets on social media in our feed, right?
We should start a page. Mullet.
I like it though, because it's like it is golf. I agree with you, CPays, that it is that. As Cody would say, the je ne sais quoi that golf is missing, right? It's like a little highbrow snobby at times, and it's like, we welcome everyone here.
Yeah, gender-neutral haircut.
gender-neutral.
That's all it is, man. Yes. Like, let it fucking roll.
Is that what we're coining it?
Yeah, that Theo Vaughn coined that, man.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's he's rocking the gender-neutral haircut. Why can't we?
We need Theo on the show to explain the science behind that?
That's where the magic came from, was when the mullet arrived.
We need Theo on the show for sure.
He's a maniac.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. Or Brandon. I'll take Brandon too.
Brandon Schaub would be good too.
Every stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to, speaking of a poor stand-up comedian, shout out to Bubba getting snubbed by everybody but Scheffler. Like, that was the funniest interview. It's like, so how did you guys pair up? He's like, well, I think Bubba called about 6 or 7 guys and they all said no and called me and I said, all right. And kind of looks at Bubba and he's like, well, that's pretty much exactly how it went. And it's like,
oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, Bubba called 6 or 7 guys. No one said, then he called me. And then I called 6 or 7 guys and they all turned me down. And then I waited 4 or 5 days and then got back to him.
Oh my God. Really?
I don't get it though. Because like, I would think for a team event, like I'd really want to play with Bubba. Like I think he'd be perfect for that kind of event.
I think it's just because he's quirky and he knows that he's quirky. So it's kind of like the inside joke. He's like, yeah, you know, if you get paired up with Bubba, you gotta deal with Bubba's stuff. And like, he's like, yeah, I got some Bubba stuff.
Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of annoying.
He's got suitcases he brings to the first tee. You got to carry that luggage around for 4 days, yes. Bro.
There's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot of baggage.
There's a lot to unpack from the first hole to the 72nd.
Yeah, we were complaining about rain gear, but this guy's got every shade of it.
But I think it worked out for them.
Yeah, totally.
Payday.
Yeah, good payday for him, and I think good experience for Scotty.
Yeah.
Start playing those events. Okay, let me pose this question then to you. Say we had a 36-hole alt shot event. Because Bubba mentioned having a 72-hole event. Say you picked your partner, regular guy that you play with. How do you think you'd play in a 36-hole alt shot event? Like, say you're playing decent golf, both of you.
I think the first day is tough because you're just trying to get a vibe for each other. You're trying to get an understanding. But I guess it does come down to strategy a little bit too, because if one guy's teeing off odds, the other guy's teeing off evens, you kind of got to play to their strengths. Who's hitting the par threes? Who's hitting the par five tee shots? You know, stuff like that. So a little bit of science.
Tombo?
I like your science approach there, Parksy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on board with that. My scientific approach would be more that you fall into the law of your decent averages, right? Because I think you're going to be more tactically sound, as you said. Like, you're working, you're kind of thinking more about like, hey, what am I going to give my buddy next? Rather than like, I'm going to deal with whatever the hell comes in front of me. So let's go for gold. Yeah. But like, you're probably going to have a little miscue every now and then where you're like, ah, damn. So I think you're going to do generally maybe a bit better, but maybe there's some challenges out there. I don't know, because golf always seems to have it. What about you, C-Pace?
I think the first 6 holes would be interesting because I think it would take you just that long to kind of get over the anger that you'd feel towards your partner if they put you in a shit spot. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you put it here? Like, yeah. I think that's what would be the toughest thing for me. But I think...
Have you ever played one?
Yes. Yeah. At Belvedere, I played it a couple times. And like, to be fair, I actually did a parent-child at Belvedere with my mom.
Oh.
Which was wild.
Did you make your mom walk home after or what? God damn it, mom.
She almost made me walk home. But it was the like being put in places that I'd never even seen on that golf course. Like number 3 for prime example. She hit it pretty well, but like still 235 out in like the left side of the rough. I'm like, you got to hoist over those trees. I'm like, I don't have this. Like, I don't know what to do here.
I've never hit this shot.
I mean, just being put in places that you never really thought of. And you're like, whoa, this is really crazy. And then the putting aspect.
I think it'd be fun.
The putting would be fun.
Yeah.
The rest.
All of it sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You got to do it, man.
I honestly am at the point where I never know what my next shot's going to be. And you got to take it as she comes, because it could be chunking one out of the wood. Like, you know, like it could be prime. Like, I hit one shot the other day that was like nice little money 120 pitching wedge to like 3 feet. And it's like, boom, I'll take that.
Speaking of, you got a little out for a little Muni Madness the other day.
Yeah, just dipped up for a quick 9 and had a blast at the old Las Galinas. It kind of reminds me of a little bit of Vic meets Broadmoor, the old royal and ancient.
Would that be a good vibe for the alt shot?
That would be one of the most amazing vibes for an alt shot, right? Like, it is. There are 2 holes. I think Yeah, it's number four is a bit of a bear. It's like a 460-yard par four that's like dead into the wind. Got a little water on the right, dog leg left. So as a righty, you know, flared out there to the right, you got over 200 coming in basically. And yeah, it's a bit of a beast, but some real accessible hole locations in a few places, but it does play firm and fast. So like you kind of have that element there where like chipping is a factor.
I like this idea. Like, I think we should pose this to, we're playing with Coach K on Friday. So I think maybe we pose this to Coach K and, hey, maybe Mayfair Lakes is the host site for the, Four Jack alternate shot, weekend extravaganza. Maybe we get the VGT involved.
Oh, I like that. There it is. Oh. I think we need to start testing this, doing some beta testing on this. Like, we need to get out and start playing alt shot.
I'm not playing alt shot with you this week. Sorry, bro.
You're the alt shot.
I was smashing it, man.
Fuck no.
Four Jack podcast is concerned. You two are undefeated.
My short game's too good for your alternate shot.
Ham and egg special is what you guys are.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the ham. I'll bring the egg.
There would have been a couple holes today that I think, like, if it was alt shot, it would have been really good.
Yeah, you hit some sneaky good ones in there today, actually. Some sneaky good irons you hit.
Sneaky ones all the time.
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky when it's, like, for fucking five. Not a par three.
Like, oh, yeah.
No, it's, like, the crazy thing is it's, like, it's sneaky when it's to win the match. And you're, like, okay. After making a few fives all day long, like,
birdies.
Here's a dart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a four-footer for eagle. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's like, you don't even give us a chance to get in it at that point. It's like, oh, you son of a bitch. You just decided to put the dagger in.
Son of a bitch.
That day will forever be, like, one of those days where, like, it will be remembered. Remembered in vain.
Are you talking about Tobiano?
Yeah. For people that don't know that, like, I might have had a couple pops. I don't know, but like,
did you?
Maybe I went before I should have. And maybe I drained an eagle when Coates had a putt and I stole his thunder. But
anyway.
Hey, man, you should have stepped up and hit the putt.
To be honest, but to keep the
whoever it was.
Like, it, yeah, you made the bump, man. Like, I'm not going to be mad.
Yeah, there's some suspect emotions running.
Fuck you, pay me. Like, I don't care.
That's good times.
Yeah.
We got to get back out to see Shannon and the team up there at Tobiano here soon.
Yeah, you got to live in the right postal code to go see Shannon right now.
Yeah, that's okay. We can tell him we're staying at my mom's place in Kamloops. There you go.
I like that. I think we'd be remiss to say that we don't give some congratulations to another female professional, an absolute stick. Brooke Henderson taking it down at Wilshire this week. Sick.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. That chip in on Saturday was so sick. And then to come out today and just like close it out.
10 wins. 23 years old.
Crazy.
It's
shout out, Brooke.
That's amazing.
Too.
And Gabby, another top 15 finish. That's she's had a pretty good start to her LPGA tour career. So way to go, Gabs, friend of the show.
Gabby is off and running for sure.
Yeah, I wish her brother was doing the same thing on the Corn Ferry. I don't know what's going on with Ryan, but I think he's going to hit his stride here soon. We should see him make some better cuts and play some better rounds.
Totally. Sure.
About the VGT boys? Do you guys have any intel if any events happen this week?
VGT is on hold right now, unfortunately, because of the restrictions that are going on in BC. I was talking to the commissioner the other day, and he had a hearing to try and it's kind of like they're considering it like group sports. He wants to get into group sports, whereas right now, because they travel, they can't have the group or something. It's, I don't know.
Yeah,
because
you're restricted to your health authority region. So if they have events out past Burnaby, essentially it's Fraser Valley Health, and they can only have people playing that live in that area. So you're losing all your people in Richmond, Vancouver, everywhere else, anyone from the island. I think that's why Naomi's stuck over there. She's not playing much because she's stuck in her health region. So I think at the end of the month when they, whatever they're going to do, revise the health restrictions again. I mean, at what point? We can go down the rabbit hole, but at what point, right? But, yeah, it's kind of it's putting a damper on everybody's spirits in their golf games. I know Chris Lago and a lot of those guys are looking forward to a Cantour season this year. Who knows if that's going to go down? I know self-qualifying's happen. Will will the Canadian West qualifying happen? Who knows? Probably not if there's major restrictions in play again. So it's kind of a shit show.
It's just crazy too, because like, as we've seen, maybe not so much in Edmonton, but in Vancouver, like, you can't have guests out. The privates, or the privates have been like that, where you can't have guests. And now, even the other day, Tobiano stated that you can't come out and play with, unless you're within that region. And it's like, more courses are going to start doing that. And it's like, man, I don't know. Like, you're really, you're coming into some Canadian summer, and now you're, you know, tightening it up.
Down.
I mean, they do have the provincial border shut, but I mean, what if there's someone from Vancouver that lives out and can't, has a house out in Kamloops, and now you can't go play? It's I don't know how that works.
I got a question for you, Tom.
Situation, actually, like they have a place in this Christina Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, like, what if you have a flood?
Yeah.
Then you got to get a boat.
Yeah.
You're living on your boat. I got I got a question for you, Tom. So we're playing today with this couple that clearly are members at Marine. And because we've kind of been like upset about this, up in arms, because hoping to get some rounds in with some of our friends at the privates, obviously not allowing any outside guests. But what's the difference here? If you're a member at Marine and you leave the course to go play and you play UBC with a couple of puppy guys and then you go back to the club, what's the difference there? Why wouldn't we be able to go play there? You know what I mean?
You're paying their operating costs. That's why. That's the only difference.
It's so, at the same time, they're supposed to stay in their bubble.
Yeah.
And they're taking up tee times at the public, where it's literally jammed all day, every day. And it's like, hey, you're not technically supposed, like, you're supposed to stay in your course.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to come there if we have friends that play there. So, like, what technically, why can you come to ours?
Yeah, it's punk.
Come to the Muni Madness.
You're speaking the root of inequality right there, my friend. They do whatever they want, it seems.
I think Lily Fan had a mullet, though, so it was the equality haircut going.
Are you saying that there could be a revolt coming?
I think it ebbs and flows throughout history, for sure, and we've been in a few weird pickly situations, but
it seems like
I just like to go see Marine Drive, right? Like, I don't want to get on the wrong topic here. It's just like, I just want to see more golf courses is what I really
I feel you. We'll go play Marine when you get here, Tom. As soon as you get here.
I feel like hurry we're up, about Tom. To set up a coup to tackle the czar.
Yeah.
No coups. We got to get golf in Ontario for a friend, David, though. First
we
got to
call Buddy Laz if we want to.
That we could do.
Oh, yeah, Versace. He's the champion regional director for Golf Operations Canada. Nationally?
Well, not Canada. America.
Leader of the
America.
The resistance.
Yeah. The resistance.
You guys have anything else to cover from the Zurich?
I don't think so. Actually. Moving on down the road.
Yeah. After we hit this speed bump over here.
Nope.
I meant to say before we started this pod that I almost wanted C. Pace to do this entire podcast in his best Australian accent, because I was on my way home from watching golf, practicing mine, thinking maybe I should have done that. But then I keep getting it twisted into what I think might be an Irish one. I was like, C-Pays has lived there. He knows someone should have been Australian today. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, I've been thinking about that too, actually.
Couple of frothies, mate.
Well, they did say that. He's like, oh, the couple of beers. And he's like, I think they call them frothies. And he's like, oh, a couple of frothies for the boys, mate. And he's like, yeah, like, I'm probably not gonna do that, but like, I could give it a go for a couple sentences.
Can you do German too?
No
German.
No.
How
I'm
about
practicing my South I've been practicing my South African lately, because I keep hearing the Mark Immelman commercial on PJ Tour radio.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, it makes me laugh every single time. It's just, how's it, my name is Mark Immelman and I'd host the Mark on the Mark podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I could fucking do that one. Like,
it's hard not to cross over South American to or South African to be like
English
UK.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a fine line.
Yeah, mate.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, mate.
Unless it's like super Afrikaans, and then it's like brutally hard.
Yeah, that's hard. Leonardo DiCaprio, huge props for whatever movie that was, right?
You know what's funny? When you talk to actual South Africans, they're
like, Diamond. There it is.
They're like, that's the worst accent.
Really?
They rip him to shreds when they talk about that.
Right, mate. Right,
fun fact, actually,
right,
I
mate.
Did write a paper in university on Blood Diamond. So
sick.
You did?
Yeah, I was a genocide man, and Blood Diamonds wasn't about that. Wrote a paper on it.
Crazy.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. If you want to go down another road of genocides, you should just get into the Hotel Rwanda scene.
Wow.
Love that one too, man.
Love that.
Like, sure, obviously not the, like, not what happened.
What happened, just, like, but good movie.
Great depiction of the real shit that happens in our world. Fuck.
That one is a wild one, dude. But okay, we're going to go down the rabbit hole here.
Fuck it, mate.
Speaking of things that we've watched, I don't know if you guys watched this on YouTube yet. PGA Tour does their own original shows, and they did the 25 Years of Tiger. Pretty good. I'd recommend it to anyone. It's a good 45-minute watch. Like, it's nice. It's solid content. Tiger's actually in it, which is nice. It's clearly one-sided. Let's not kid ourselves. Well, it's Tiger. But some cool footage.
In it, kind of like he was in that picture this weekend watching Charlie, because he didn't seem too pleased about that.
A nicer look than that. That was a fucking
That was a snarl. That was a snarl.
But there's a couple things I wanted to cover from that thing the PGA Tour put up. Like, talking about the Tiger tax. Like, just the growth of the PGA Tour since he came in. So get these numbers in your head. When he came in 96, the average tour wage was about $180,000.
For a winner?
Players.
Average wage.
Tour
earnings. Yeah.
2006, with an increase of 420%, looking at like $795,000 a year on average.
Wow.
That's Tiger.
Wow.
And like, I know other pods have talked about this, but it's like, how many guys can really like
move the fucking needle like that?
Well, besides that, no one. Like, how many of these players in the Tiger era should be sending like royalty checks to Tiger? Be like, hey man, you earn me so much money.
Golf Channel.
Golf Channel for sure should be sending him a lot of money.
He should have a ownership in the Golf Channel if he doesn't.
I was going to say the only other person out there that can move the needle like that may be the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right?
Which might even come crashing down once Bitcoin takes over.
Yeah.
Biden's implying some like
crypto
capital gains tax that people are like, there's been a little down on the cryptocurrencies, but I do believe they are on the charge because there's a lot happening there. Sorry to derail the conversation.
It's going to happen for sure. It's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I think once you get more of like a libertarian government running things will happen.
Is Tiger going to make a comeback, boys? What's your take? Is he going to do it? Yes or no?
I think Tiger is not done playing golf.
I like you.
And professionally. I think he's got something there, and it's just like, I'm not going to put expectations on it because that's how you leave yourself disappointed, but I do believe that he's coming back.
That post went effing viral, him in the crutches. Like, everyone looked at that and then thought Chubbs right away. My God. He's going to play and he's going to win.
But my thing is like that. Like, 100%. People are like, man, he looks good. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, we have no idea, like, actually how bad that leg is. Like, yeah, it's in a boot. He's in crutches. But, like,
half of it could be missing.
His bones might be shattered. Yeah. Like, they could be dust.
Half of his leg might not be there.
Yeah.
One thing I do know is that he will go to every extent to make sure it's worked on as best as possible, right?
I almost want to say right now that he'll never win.
No.
Just so that he can prove me wrong, because he's done it to me so many times that I want to state it right now that he won't win again.
We got to check Bet99 and see if that's on there.
This is purely saying this.
I got to put some money on that.
Fucking do it, because you know he'll win if we throw it out there.
Yeah.
And if I say he does and I don't bet on it, there's a good chance they're Parksy.
That's right. Put it in the universe.
BNC pays are off balancing the scales, yes, but not in putting skin in the game.
I'm gonna put some Forjack dollars on that. We're gonna win some cashola.
You know what? Like, if he does win again, like, maybe not a major, maybe Augusta. I don't know.
Augusta.
But like, I think he'll probably pick up, like, you know, he'll win. He'll win two more times, probably like a Zozo and a Hero.
He's not done.
Just so that he can get like. He'll have most wins of all time. And it's just like, yeah, there's cheeky little, you know, limited field events.
What's he got? He's got two more to beat Jack, right? Majors. No, sorry.
He needs four.
Four more to beat. No.
Yeah, he's got 14.
15.
Jack's got 18.
18, yeah. Okay, so he needs four more to beat Jack. But he's got the most wins of all time, does he?
He's tied.
Is he tied? No, I thought he had them all.
I thought he beat it by one.
Oh, yeah, I thought he's 84. 84, right?
83.
83?
82 is the tie. 83 is the tie.
He's got 83.
What was that, Sam Snead? 82?
Yeah. Okay. Some of those ones, though, Sam Snead, you go back and look at those. Like, there's like six guys.
But they also counted.
These are like exhibitions. Like
they counted Jack's amateur championships as majors, though.
No.
Yeah, didn't they?
No.
You sure?
If he won, if they included his amateurs, he would have had like 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to golf or watch golf, so.
All I'm going to say is what I'm talking about. Instead of best, there's lies, damn lies, and then statistics. There right? It's all a bunch of hogwash.
Sometimes facts. I like in between. The little gray zone's nice.
I like your perspective. Yeah, Sam Snead, it's more of just a golf outing, right?
Dude, no, if you go look at some of those wins, they're fucking joke.
There's no Instagram back then. We can't validate anything.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
There's like 20 guys in the field. Like
Sam Snead, was he on Facebook? I don't think so. He's not even a real person.
I want to go back to this, the 25 years of Tiger for one more little piece here. He did, I know, again, one-sided, he's going to pump up his own shit. And I said this to you today, Parks, but like, he was pumping up. He's like, yeah, you know, this Tiger Woods design, it's like, we're trying to get public golf back in. They're talking about Payne's Valley. And it's like, yeah, that's, he's like, yeah, I grew up playing public golf. It's like, yeah, dude, that's sick that you got a public track open. It's like, maybe a round of golf that isn't like $200+ is like, that's not the public idea.
What's a green fee at Payne Valley? It's got to be like 275. Pull it up.
It would have to be 250 plus.
That's not pubby accessible golf.
My thing is like, so like the Muni idea. And there's like a par three track in Austin, a little short course. It was designed by Coren Crenshaw. And it's like, yeah, that's really sick.
Sick.
But it's like, why? Like, even look at Common Grounds in Denver. You know, that was an old Muni track that was about to shut down. Coren Crenshaw came in, redesigned it on like a nothing budget. They basically said like, and they, I don't even think they got really got paid for it, to be honest. Like, it was nothing because they just want to keep the place open. It's like, you need that. Like, that's so much more beneficial to the game than opening up a 7,400-yard, $250 round track. Like, yeah, it's cool that it's wide open and
what is
fun
it,
to play.
What is it, Tom? What do you got?
You want to play that baby prime time on a weekend? It's $325.
Oh, yeah. American.
America. American.
But they do say they have on-course snacks for you.
And Twilight?
Twilight, bad time. Okay, so here it is. April through October.
Twilight's 260.
19 holes is 325 Friday and Saturday. Sunday through Thursday, it's 275. If you're a junior, it's 85, which is nice, but it's like, yeah, your rich kids can come out with you. Yeah. March and November, so I guess that must be shoulder months. We're dealing with 235 and a replay rate of 155. And then December is the trash, and it's 180. And a replay of 120 on course complimentary snacks with your round. I don't know what that means. You can rent some Callaway clubs, but we should bleep that out for $65.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's sick, dude, that you built a public track.
It's too much money, man.
But it's way too much money. It's
too much money. Yeah. That's $500 Canadian.
Yeah, you're not growing.
$500.
Do out there just to like tweak a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We got to call some people.
They do have the coolest 19th hole in golf, though, to be fair. Like, that last hole is really fucking sick.
Yeah. Patrick was just out there, right? Koenig?
Was he out
there?
Yeah, he was just out there. Man, he's been everywhere lately. But anyway, he was out there, and he was doing some heavy videos on the drives up to the holes and some of these rock hallways and tunnels. And, like, it looks ridiculous. But I don't
know. It's like, no wonder we're broke. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
What the heck did they do? This is where our money went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blasting rocks and making tunnels.
But that, that's part
a
of the whole
track out in Bandon that I walk around and the goats mow it.
Yes.
Well, there's two tracks out there at that resort, like that big Cedar Lodge. Like, that's the Coren Crenshaw course over there as well.
That's the one they play that big Cedar Lodge.
Ozark National.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, was that?
Champions Tour.
Big Bass Championship or something like that?
Yeah, whatever that was on the Champions. I mean, that's sick. Like, what a cool resort to go to. But it's like, it's probably not growing the game, man. Like, it's in the middle of nowhere, and you're probably going to drop like $1,000 on golf for the weekend. I don't know. Maybe setting something up closer to the city, reasonably priced. Like, look at in Houston where they played the Houston Open. Like,
yep.
That's a Muni track.
That's a sick track.
You can play that track for $40.
That's a sick track. Yeah.
Like, hell yeah, man. More of that.
We need the borders to open up, boys.
And more mullets.
Don't even need the borders open up. We just need to get you on this side of the border.
Two takeaways from the show tonight. More mullets.
Muni golf. And Muni golf. Shot events.
Open more up the golf courses. Crossing. Open up the borders. Let's get the alternate mullet going.
Oh, my Love gosh.
It's been fun. I've had a good time today.
I've had a great time.
Yeah, boys. Good stuff.
Anything else we need to cover here? Are we missing some things here?
That's a banger.
I think we're good. Picks? Are we doing picks anymore? Are we done with that? Is that the Tuesday show now?
I'm going to get into that on Tuesday. Parks and I are talking about that because I feel like we're getting hosed on guys dropping out.
Too many times, dude. Too many times. All of us have been hosed. And, like, fortunately.
Sick of it.
Yeah, I'm sick of Tom winning all the time because he gets lucky or doesn't get lucky. And
why do you think we named it Inside the Algorithm, my friend?
Yeah, because you got insider trading tips. Talking to the mullet, talking to the barbers. You're getting the line.
Mining data, baby.
You're mining mullets. Love it.
This guy's hanging out at the bar at Shadow Creek just listening to fucking guys talk about golf.
he's got McCord's car bugged. Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
I got some picks, boys.
There you go, yeah.
Well, for anyone that's interested in listening to our random picks and ridiculous bets that we're looking at every single week on bet99.com, you can listen to our Inside the Algorithm show on Tuesday. Yeah, fun.
Only.
Yeah, great interview coming out this week as well for anyone. Anyone that's big on golf Twitter, we've got Laz Versailles coming on. Great, long form content this week. Absolute banger that Tom and I got into. We went down the rabbit hole, and it's a thrill. So for anyone that's listening to it on Thursday, just hang in there, and you'll find the treasure at the end.
Perfect.
Exactly. Time. Find the pot of gold at the old end of the rainbow.
Oh, they're always after me. Lucky charms. Paddy.
Definitely. Thank you, boys.
Cheers. Yeah. Thanks for the golf today. It was lots of fun.
It was, and thank you to UBC. Always a pleasure, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.